Now, the children of Israel haven't turned to God because the famine's relieved. And in chapter 8, we're told, verse 1, "Then spake Elisha unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, Arise, and go thou and thine household, and sojourn wheresoever thou canst sojourn, for the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. And the woman arose, did after the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. Now the famine has come, and she left the land, went to the Philistines." Now, this was again a judgment of God upon the northern kingdom. "And it came to pass at the 7 years' end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, Tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha hath done. And it came to pass," he was telling the king how he'd restored a dead body to life, "that behold, the woman whose son he'd restored to life cried to the king for a house, for a land. And Gehazi said, My lord, O king, this is the woman, this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life." Now we're told that the king then made a ruling that her property was to be restored to her, and all the fruit of the land. Now, here is another incident in the life of Elisha that's quite remarkable. Now, you will recall that the king in the north had attempted to slay him. He wanted to capture him and slay him. But now he's an old man and he's sick. And what happens? Verse 7, "And Elisha came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, The man of God has come hither." Now the king thought that Elisha would restore him to life. And he's not about to take the life of Elisha in view of the fact that his own life may hang in the hands of this man, so he'll not touch a hair of his head. Verse 8, "And the king said unto Hazael, Take a present in thine hand, and go meet the man of God, and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, Shall I recover of this disease?" Hazael went to meet him. And Hazael is the man that is the captain of the host here of the king. We had a reference to him back in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, verse 15, "The Lord said unto him, Go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria." Now you see, this man Hazael had already been anointed king. He was to follow Ben-Hadad. Hazael is just waiting around, frankly, for old Ben-Hadad to die. That was always the problem of being a king in those days. It was very difficult for your successor, whether it be a son or a general or someone else, to shed very many tears, my friend, at your funeral, because it was your funeral that would bring him to power. So Hazael, he went out to meet him, and I do not think he did it with a great deal of enthusiasm, but he brought quite a gift from the king to Elisha.